We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Veg Embracing viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh Vorong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, en Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna del San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. En Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Shla Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City, in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampar Company. And in Sanshan City, in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, hundreds of teens in Afghanistan receive free computer and English training. In health news, Australian and New Zealand physicians say that work is beneficial to a person's well-being. In animal welfare news, South African groups speak out in favor of seal protection. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 4th, is International Firefighters Day. It is a special time to honor the many brave men and women who risk their lives to safeguard people throughout the world against the dangers of fires. Wearing a blue and red ribbon today and taking part in events of commendation and remembrance for our firefighters is a way to show gratitude to our honorable heroes. Our heartfelt appreciation, all courageous firefighters, for your noble work and sacrifice. May many precious lives be saved due to your devoted efforts.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Alabama, USA. On April 27th, an unprecedented number of up to 100 different tornadoes tore through six southern states, claiming hundreds of lives. At the epicenter of the disasters was Alabama, where 236 fatalities, more than half of the overall toll, were reported, and another 1,700 people were injured or missing. An estimated 13,000 people were affected in the Tuscaloosa area alone, where 5,000 properties were damaged or destroyed.
Conveying her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $20,000 for urgent needs on April 27, asking that our nearby association members please go to aid the most vulnerable. Combined with donations from our association members, the total contributions amount to $20,700.
Our association's relief team from Georgia, USA, visited the hard-hit areas of Tuscaloosa and Fultondale near Birmingham.
You know, I ran the house and I told my brother and his girlfriend, and I told her to get her dog, and we all ran the bathroom and got in the tub, and we all was just sitting there just praying. And by the time I knew it, tore everything up, and everything was just damaged, destroyed. And it was terrifying, man. I don't think I know, I'm happy to be alive, you know, I'm blessed.
Going to the affected neighborhoods, our association members distributed 800 bags containing personal hygiene items, vegan snacks and drinks, as well as SOS flyers on the vegan solution to disasters. The relief team also gave a total of $700 in financial aid in cases of special need. They also delivered additional supplies of water, food, sanitary items and baby diapers to the Red Cross and other local relief centers, and gave $1,000 to the Tuscaloosa Metro Animal Shelter to support their animal companion disaster relief efforts. The recipients expressed their gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's comforting love and assistance.
Oh, thank you so much.
We thank the Regional Red Cross and other personnel working to assist the disaster-stricken. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional aid and for the selfless endeavors of our association's relief team. With heaven's grace, may the people of Alabama swiftly recover the regularity of their daily lives as humanity's kinder actions help lessen such damaging events as these.
Fatal tornado rips through New Zealand. On Tuesday, May 3rd at around 3 p.m., a tornado arrived in Auckland, New Zealand after tearing through the city's northern areas first, with at least two fatalities reported and more than 20 other people injured, several critically. Packing winds of 200 kilometers per hour, the wind funnel cut a 5-kilometer swath of destruction in the northern suburbs of Albany and Birkenhead as it uprooted trees and damaged buildings, homes, and cars. Police and emergency services began immediately responding to scores of calls for help from affected residents as firemen and civil defense crews worked to secure roofs and clear down trees. Conveying her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed and to go, if possible, to assist the most desperate, saying that funds for emergency aid is available. Our appreciation, Auckland area rescue teams and other personnel, for your swift response, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted concern. We pray for the protection of the tornado-stricken residents and that such disasters are eased as humanity's gentler lifestyles help stabilize the environment.
Fires scorch United Kingdom. Amidst dry conditions that have emerged since March throughout the UK, firefighters worked to extinguish wildfires this past weekend in Wales, England, Scotland and Northern Ireland. On Saturday, April 30th, 7 grassland fires were ablaze in Wales as a large forest fire burned in County Gwynedd. On Sunday, crews were battling 3 fires spurred on by strong winds in England's Lancashire County, with 100 firefighters working for a third day to put out a fire on moorland. Blazes also scorched Scotland's Western Torridon and Loch Arbour.
Meanwhile, in Northern Ireland, the National Trust warned that the major gorse brush fires engulfing regions of the Mourne Mountains in County Down would cause immense damage. More than 1,100 such wildfires have been reported in Northern Ireland in the last 2 weeks, with residents near the flames being evacuated. The British Met Office has warned that rain in many areas is at 40% normal levels following the driest March in more than a century, and that water use restrictions are likely to be imposed soon if the dry conditions continue.
Our appreciation for the brave firefighting personnel and your efforts to preserve both animal and human lives. We pray for the protection of all beings in the affected regions and that such damaging events subside through our more conscientious stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out. People in many regions of the world continue to convey their wish for greater freedom, human rights, improved living conditions, and participation in their nation's government. They gather in countries such as Bahrain, Côte d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast, Libya, Sudan, Syria, United States, and Yemen.
Thousands of people marched in several U.S. cities, including Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California, to demand that U.S. President Barack Obama meet a campaign promise to grant legal residency status to millions of undocumented people who made the arduous journey to the U.S. in search of a better way of life.
On Monday, former Côte d'Ivoire President Laurent Gbagbo called upon his supporters to refrain from political quarrels and instead work together to rebuild the West African nation's stability after months of conflict over disputed November 2010 presidential election. He met with a delegation of elder statesmen from the group known as the Elders, including former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and former President of the Republic of Ireland Mary Robinson, who asked government officials to allow the International Committee of the Red Cross to visit with President Gbagbo and his wife, who are being held in the country's north.
Many of the 85,000 Thai and Cambodian residents living near a disputed ancient temple were able to return home on Monday, May 2nd, as tensions between the two sides eased. Although a conflict between troops late Monday night claimed the life of a Thai soldier and left three others wounded.
In Sudan, Popular Congress Party leader Hassan Al-Turabi was released Wednesday after 3 months in detainment. Hours after his release, he called for a complete transition in government to a true democracy.
In Libya, residents in the western mountainous region report town of Yafran, which has come under siege from government forces, are facing starvation as they run out of food, water, and medicine. Revolutionaries in Misurata have asked the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, for assistance as Libyan forces continue bombarding the port to block humanitarian ships and other supplies from reaching the city. Turkey has meanwhile joined other nations in closing her Libyan embassy due to the unsafe conditions in the country. In the revolutionary stronghold of Benghazi, leaders there have formed a committee of wise men to make plans for the creation of a civil, free, and sovereign Libyan state.
Syrian rights group INSAN reports that in the besieged city of Daraa, government security forces are arresting countless men between the ages of 18 to 45. INSAN estimates that 800 people have been detained since last Thursday alone, with 2,434 known arrests across the country and at least 5,000 others who have gone missing since the protests began. Among them is Al Jazeera journalist Dorothy Pavaz, who disappeared after arriving in Damascus. Concerned for her safety, Al Jazeera and Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salahi have both called for the Syrian government to locate and return her immediately. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Algerian journalist Khalid Sidmi Mohand, a reporter for both the French public radio station France Culture and French daily news Le Monde, was freed. French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé welcomed Mr. Mohand's release as he stated, "No democracy can function without freedom of the press."
The Bahraini government is continuing its efforts of suppressing protesters, arresting two members of parliament from the minority Al-Wefa party who had resigned from their posts. Bahraini forces also abducted 10 school children on Tuesday with no explanation as to why.
"With sadness for the loss of cherished lives, we are encouraged by the dawning of peace in turmoiled regions as we pray for an end to the conflicts in all countries, and that citizens everywhere may choose to live in shared harmony, dignity, and freedom."
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Stephen Harper is elected Canadian Prime Minister again. Results from the House of Commons vote on Monday, May 2nd, revealed that Prime Minister Harper's Conservative Party won its first majority, with 165 seats out of 308. As leader of the party with the majority of votes, Prime Minister Harper retains his role as the country's political head of state. Commenting after the elections, the Prime Minister reaffirmed his commitment to the nation's universal public health care system, as well as budget policies that could allow the country to return to a surplus status by fiscal year 2015, a year earlier than originally planned. "Your Excellency, our respectful congratulations for your renewed term in office. Wishing you success as you continue to serve the noble goals of the gracious Canadian people."
Illegal drug users in Russia to be charged with a criminal offense. With an estimated 2.5 million Russians addicted and 30,000 who die annually to heroin alone, President Dmitry Medvedev has declared the situation a national disaster, and along with administration members is overseeing the creation of new laws to reduce drug abuse. Most recent proposals include compulsory treatment for addicts, while those convicted of minor crimes would have the choice of either jail time or detox and rehabilitation. As first-time users are now as young as 11 or 12 years of age, President Medvedev has instructed Russian legislators to draft bills to implement grade school drug testing. He also suggested expelling drug-using college students, permitting employers to fire workers who use illegal drugs, and imposing more stringent penalties for clubs and websites that allow the purchase of drugs. Our respectful appreciation for Your Excellency's determined efforts to safeguard the clear-minded health of the public. May such caring endeavors be an inspiration throughout Russia and the world to speed the day that all may enjoy fulfilling and intoxicant-free lives.
Benefits of addictive drug abstinence and treatment. In the U.S., treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, reduce crime, and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free 1 year after treatment, 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. A California, USA study found that for every one U.S. dollar invested in drug treatment, seven U.S. dollars was saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability. 60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime as well as improving the health and social function of participants. Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of and expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Dog survives fire by submerging in bathtub. Mr. Chris Brumby of South Carolina, USA, said he always knew that one-year-old canine Mia was very smart. This became even more evident during a fire that destroyed the family home through which Mia miraculously survived. Mr. Brumby, his wife, and two children were gone when their house caught fire and raged for 6 hours due to the difficulty fire crews had in extinguishing the blaze. Mia was able to survive the ordeal by first opening 4 doors to get to the basement bathroom, where she then sought refuge in a bathtub that was collecting water from the firefighters' efforts to douse the flames. When the fire finally came under control hours later, the crew entered and found Mia steaming with the room's heat and covered in soot but otherwise unharmed. After a night of monitoring at an animal hospital, she was then reunited with the overjoyed Brumbies. We are in awe, young Mia, of your amazing intelligence and courage, and are so happy to know of your safety. May you and your beloved human family continue sharing precious companionship together for many years to come.
Save our planet. United Nations humanitarian agencies are calling for increased humanitarian assistance for the millions of people across the Horn of Africa who are suffering from severe food and water shortages due to failed harvest caused by the worst drought in 30 years.
Save our planet. After the explosion of a gas well in Pennsylvania, USA, which was being drilled using the hydraulic fracturing or fracking method, residents raised concerns about the environmental impact of the incident, which leaked thousands of gallons of toxic chemical-filled drilling fluid into the area's soil and water table.
Warning news. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, issues warnings to dairy farms in 3 states for excessive use of animal antibiotics with residue levels that could be harmful to human health, as well as increasing the risk of more widespread antibiotic-resistant infection.
Hello, I'm Oinky the Piglet. Happy Vegan with the tip of the day on some of the benefits of tree planting. Scientists from the United States Department of Agriculture have discovered that for each dollar invested to care for a tree, 2 to 5 times that in advantages are gained. To illustrate, a sizable tree in the Northern California coast region in the United States will return a benefit of $101 per year in terms of increased property value, energy savings, and purer air. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now the weather around the world.
Education news, hundreds of teens in Afghanistan receive free computer and English training. It is a plan of the ICT for Youth, which is an information and communication technology project created by the country's Deputy Ministry of Youth Affairs and the United Nations Development Program, or UNDP. In the first quarter of 2011, approximately 400 students have signed up to participate in the courses which help prepare them for employment. Basic computer software and internet skills, as well as resume writing and job interview practice, are included in the one-hour classes held every day. They are flexibly scheduled to be available to students attending regular school and involved in activities at home. Our sincere appreciation, Afghanistan's Deputy Ministry of Youth Affairs and the United Nations Development Program, for your dedication to ensuring more opportunities for young people. May happy and peaceful futures await all in the nation.
In health news, Australian and New Zealand physicians say that work is beneficial to a person's well-being. In the Australian and New Zealand consensus statement on the health benefits of work, doctors said that working is good for health and also contributes to increased feelings of social inclusion. The statement was endorsed by unions, business groups, health professionals, government authorities and others. It stated, "Good outcomes are more likely when individuals understand the health benefits of work and are empowered to take responsibility for their own situation." The report was launched by the Royal Australasian College of Physicians and the Australasian Faculty of Occupational and Environmental Medicine. Our thankfulness, respected physicians and groups involved, for highlighting some of the many advantages of working. May all be blessed with healthy and fulfilling lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, Beauty Without Cruelty joins with other organizations to call for protection of beautiful seals. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be right back with more righteous news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brilliant news for a magnificent world. In animal welfare news, South African groups speak out in favor of seal protection. Beauty Without Cruelty held a press conference in Cape Town to raise awareness about safeguarding seal cubs in Namibia. This organization, along with Fur Free of South Africa and U.S.-based Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, are calling for an end to the seal hunt. Caring South African celebrities, including singer-songwriter Verity, television presenter and actor Mr. Siyabonga Beyile, and television producer, presenter, and chief executive officer of Faisal Syed Media, Mr. Faisal Syed, spoke at the gathering.
I've spent hours watching, and I see the joy that they bring to people, and I see they're incredible, they're intelligent, and they're beautiful. I'm here today because I have a choice to add my voice to hopefully thousands of voices, not just in South Africa, but around the world, saying this is not okay.
We do not have the right to take the life of anything at all. At this stage, I just want to make an announcement, and that is that the Islamic Times, which is a paper which I own and my TV show, we've taken a stance against it, and we will join hands with Beauty Without Cruelty to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't continue in the future.
This seal killing really, really saddened me. It really does worry me because I believe that everything on this planet deserves to be here. I think that everything on this earth plays a big role. If you take away the seal, there will be a consequence for it. Everything that we do on this earth does have a consequence.
Ms. Toni Brockhoven of Beauty Without Cruelty was the host and organizer of this important event. Our sincere gratitude, Ms. Toni Brockhoven, Beauty Without Cruelty, Verity, Mr. Faisal Syed, and Mr. Siyabonga Beyile, for your compassionate advocacy and commitment to saving seals in Namibia. May your efforts, along with those of Fur Free and Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, ensure the long lives of these precious, loving beings.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Memory Loss.
There are three ways to tell if you are getting old. First, a loss of memory. Second, what was it?
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Saving Luna, an orca love story which aired on Supreme Master Television and can now be accessed in our online archives.
This story made me cry my eyes out. It's amazing. Bronwyn from the United Kingdom.
This is amazing how orcas act around humans. They are powerful, and that's what makes them so amazing. Izzy from the United States.
I was lucky enough to get to see Luna. It was pretty cool how he'd roll on his side and make eye contact. Totally cool experience. Viewer from Canada.
Gentle Bronwyn, Izzy, and Canadian friend, it's great to hear from you. Luna was such a magnificent whale friend, generously sharing his uplifting spirit with all he met. We pray the incredibly loving whales and other co-inhabitants of the sea and land will be forever protected to live in happiness and safety. May heaven bless you and your cherished families.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the love of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of a joint project called Future of Tigers, OLACSEs or Vietnamese and Cambodian law enforcement agencies are working to stop the illegal smuggling of wildlife in border areas to afford the animals greater safety and protection.
With support from the Palestinian Ministry of Education, U.S.-based American Near East Refugee Aid, or ANERA, launches an early childhood development initiative to benefit Palestinian children.
The World Economic Forum on Africa, held in Cape Town, South Africa, brings together 900 participants from more than 60 nations to discuss the future of development in Africa, with this session's emphasis being on green growth and the environment.
During the opening of the three-day Bangladesh Cultural Days held in Kuwait, Bangladeshi Ambassador to the State of Kuwait, Syed Shahid Reza, hails the two countries' warm relations that span politics, culture, and the arts.
Cardiac nurse Teresa McCoy, who was running a triathlon in Florida, USA, stopped mid-race to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR, on a fellow participant who had suffered a seizure and later went on to complete the race.
East Timorese President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Jose Ramos Horta appeals for the release of American hikers Shane Bauer and Josh Fatal from Iran, saying that the upcoming Mother's Day would be an ideal opportunity for such a humanitarian gesture.
A project supported by UN African Union peacekeepers in Sudan is providing 30,000 rolling water containers to women in 8 villages in North Darfur, designed to ease their burden in carrying as well as reduce vulnerability to attack in their duties of collecting water for their families.
Volunteers from Puppy Pipeline of Georgia, USA travel 19 hours to transport 38 shelter dogs to no-kill shelters in Massachusetts to help make room for more rescue canines to be offered sanctuary in southern states following the devastating mid-April tornadoes.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.